Now, I want to ask you something. They find two Egyptians with pipe bombs. They get a lawyer, a shyster lawyer, a girl lawyer, who says that they were only fireworks. And then she says nobody was actually harmed from the video they made on how to blow people up and kill them. I'm asking you, should they be... I got to stop right here, because if it was up to me, I would execute them and I'd execute the lawyer. How's that? I'd execute any lawyer who would do this to this country in a time like this. I'd hang her. I'd hang her. I'd hang her for aiding and abetting terrorism. Don't tell me they're entitled to a rational defense. I'm so sick of this. I could rip my desk and it's made of iron. I feel like Superman right now. I could take my hands and break my desk. That's how enraged I am today. I'm choked up with anger. Sacramento, Phyllis, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. Listen, I guess Muhammad there and Ahmed wanted to celebrate 4th of July.
Yeah, that's why they had a pipe bomb, and their lawyer said they were firecrackers. I tell you, I'd hang the lawyer. If I ran this country, I'd hang the lawyer. I would try her for aiding and abetting terrorism. I'd hang her, and I'd hang every lawyer who went down to Guantanamo to defend those murderers. 200 rats ran out of New York and Boston to defend these people who would hang them and spit in their face. These guys hate Jews. They would kill Jews, and half of the lawyers were Jews. Explain this to me.
Michael,
you want to let it all hang out? Why do Jewish liberal lawyers run to Guantanamo to defend Muslims who hate them? Can you explain that to me?
No, my father was one of those guys. But I can't.
Well, it's the same as the Jewish lawyers in the ACLU who defended the Nazis who wanted to march in Skokie, Illinois. And you ask the Jewish lawyers, why would you defend Nazis who want to march in Skokie, Illinois? And their answer is, because I believe in freedom. That's not why they did it. Because I learned that one of the lead attorneys, did it for fame. And nothing but fame. He used that as a mockery of the law itself. He made believe that that's what he believed in. He saw it as a good opportunity to get on the world stage and to be recognized. Most of it was done for money. Do you understand that, Phyllis?
Sure. Well, yeah. But what I'm calling about is that I want to encourage you. You are my brother in rage. We love you. I want to encourage you to continue. Please.
Yeah. Muhammad was a civil engineering graduate student who came to the University of South Florida, Jihad U, in January of 07 on a student visa. I guess the homosexual university provost wanted some diversity in the university, so they brought them in from around the world. You know how the university fellas are. They like diversity in their midst. Megahead is a permanent U.S. resident who lives in Tampa with his family.